It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Thanks for tuning in. Taking you to Newport, Rhode Island today, I got to chat with Chef Bob Bankert from the Mooring Restaurant about a delicious crab cake that I tasted there.
Let's talk about how you make your crab cakes. Not only was the presentation beautiful, but I loved it because it wasn't really bready. Like you really could get that great crab taste.
The key to our crab cake, or the point that we like to keep, is to keep it not much breading. And it actually is a gluten-free menu item for us. We use a little bit of corn flour instead of any kind of breadcrumb or anything to bind the crab meat. So that keeps it gluten-free. And then otherwise, it's very simple. It's a little bit of sour cream, a little bit of aioli, some herbs, some spices, and some good quality crab meat.
And it was dressed with, it almost looked like there were edible flowers on top.
Yep, those are from Baby Green's Farm, which is over in Exeter, Rhode Island. Those flowers are alyssum, edible flower. They come in pinks and white colors.
Absolutely beautiful. It really was a great way for the crab cake to be presented. Was the aioli a chipotle aioli?
It's a red pepper aioli.
Ooh.
So we blend some red bell peppers, then a little bit of lemon juice, and fold it into an aioli.
Mm.
So it thins it out quite a bit from the pepper puree, more of a sauce instead of a heavy mayonnaise.
That was really delicious.
Find out more by liking us on Facebook and visit our Daily Dish blog at toniaskitchen.com.